Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Right. So we're sitting here talking to David, world traveller, raconteur, gay icon. David, tell me, you've done courses like the one that we did today. You've done them all over the world.
Yes, I have. I've participated in many different countries, and I've always enjoyed these kind of courses. But what impressed me about this particular course is how well it's adapted to the South African market, which is not the same necessarily as other markets throughout the world. And I think that Johan, who runs the course, has hit the nail on the head as far as the country is concerned. And it really does work here. And it's what I liked about it, it's very relaxed, it's very, very informal, and you don't feel in any way regimented or told to do various things. You do it willingly. And he seems to be able to get together a really nice group of people who are very harmonious. From all age groups. I'm an older person. I'm going to be 70 next year, but I'm the youngest in the group, I think, is 34. So you have a huge group range of ages, but they seem to work very well together. And there's tremendous harmony, and something that I would highly recommend to anyone who wanted to look at their sensuality, their touch, what it is to be a gay man, how it is to enjoy being gay, how to help others, and feel and touch is a very, very important part of life.
You said this course is different from the ones you've done in other countries. How is this more South African than some of the other courses?
I found that the people giving the courses, I've actually been on a course in South Africa, but it was actually run by a guy from another country, and he didn't really understand our market. It didn't work. It didn't have the element of South Africa that one needed to put into it somehow. It seemed very stiff, it seemed very regimental, and kind of quite abrupt. And when I look at the courses that I've done, for instance, in England, I don't know that that would necessarily work 100% in South Africa. I think it needs to be tweaked for this market.
And this course specifically, what was it about and what did you get out of it?
Well, for me, I enjoyed very much being together with 16 other guys, getting to know them, also being able to be completely relaxed, completely free, letting people touch my body and them touching an older person's body with no hesitation whatsoever. That's quite wonderful in today's age, because I think sometimes the gay youngsters, they just look at young, attractive bodies, but it's not what's on top, it's what's inside. And so a lot comes from inside. And I hope that I can give some knowledge of my life to others and that they can gain from me. Similarly, I gain from them. But it's a two-way thing. And it was just wonderful to be able to be together with such an amazing group of people.
And if you were to talk to a stranger about this and tell him what this course was about and why they should attend, what would your advice be?
Well, first of all, I would get to know that person, to know what they wanted and to know in which direction they were going. I would suss them out to a certain degree, and then I would tell them to go for it. And if I believe that they were the right kind of person for the group, I don't believe this is for everybody. There will be certain people who just can't face it, or maybe couldn't go as far as this. They may need a more sort of junior course, a starter course. They may have to take it a little slower than the course we were on today. But you'd have to be pretty sure that that person was comfortable with nudity, very important, also comfortable with their own body. And the one question, I do naked yoga as well, the one question that everybody says to me, what happens when you get an erection? The answer is embrace it, enjoy it. You're bloody lucky to have it. Don't try and hide it. It's all part of being a man. And it's if you can get an erection, just be happy about it. So one should never fear. There's nothing to hide. Your body is the same as everybody else's. And why hide it?
Well, that was for me the thing, this is the commonalities between people when we were doing all the getting to know you exercises and how much we have experiences in common with all the other people that we get.
Yes, very much so. Because you think when you first come out that you're the only gay in the closet, but I'm afraid there are so many gays, and not afraid, I'm delighted there are many gays in the closet. And it's wonderful to find that you're not alone. And you're not different. There are many people who share the same lifestyle as you do. And the question is, am I happy I'm gay? Yes, very happy I'm gay. Would I choose to be gay? I don't know. If you had a choice, I really don't know. But the fact that I am gay and I'm embracing my life and I'm enjoying my life and I'm certainly not hiding it, but I'm very fortunate to have a family who support me. And that's important because I know some of the youngsters today, they still have problems.
Thank you so very much.
It's my pleasure.
Beautiful.
You're tuned into KSA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Okay, I'm talking to Johan, who is the presenter of the Art of Touch workshops that we've just completed here in Joburg. Johan, where did this all start? Where does this idea come from?
It comes from Europe, and before that it comes from America. And Joseph Kramer was the founder of some of the methods we do, like the Find the Mountain workshop. So in 2013, I invited Volker Moritz from Amsterdam to come and do a workshop here in South Africa, which was extremely successful. But as you know, with the exchange rate and so forth, it's extremely expensive to fly him over, to host him for a few weeks, and then also bring that cost into our local market. So the course will then be very expensive, or the workshop. So what I decided to do is design my own workshop in conjunction with Christos to do a little bit more about touch, because we don't touch anymore. We have sex, we have a hug, but we don't touch. We're not in the moment. So the whole workshop was designed to be actually in the moment when we touch, to think that we're in the moment, to experience it, that something that we've never ever experienced. It's like that first coffee that you ever tasted, the first cappuccino that you ever tasted, but just to be in the moment for that specific time. So the whole experience for or this course or this workshop was to be in the moment.
Okay, so if somebody were to attend this course, what can they expect from it?
I think the first thing is there mustn't be expectations, because when you start to expect something, sometimes you get very disappointed. I think you must be open for change and open for touch. I think that's the main important thing for me. Mm-hmm.
So this is a very physical, hands-on process. This is not talking about touch. This is touching somebody. What are some of the experiences, some of the feedback you get from people who have been on this course?
Well, Hendrik, I think the best feedback is it was so spiritual that they didn't expect it to be spiritual. And this is not a spiritual a workshop. It just was a spiritual experience.
So how often do you do this?
Since 2013, we started with these workshops, basically once a year, and now we're doing it a little bit more. Every 4 months there will be one, but people can go to the website and visit the website or get onto the newsletter, and this is how we will let people know about these workshops.
Okay, what is the website and your contact details?
Sure. The website is Body Work for Men, so it's Body Work, one word, and then a number 4, for men, so it's bodyworkformen.co.za, and my contact details is Johan Muller, 083-286-1891.
Cool, and when is the next course?
The next course, there's another one that we have some totally different course, but the next one will be in 2 months' time, so that will be most probably in April. I don't have a date, specific date, but I will let you guys know, and we can maybe do something again.
Okay. And what is that course about? Not the same as this one, you say?
Other one will be a little bit about bondage, because we all have a fetish or maybe a little bit of a fantasy about bondage. So that one is a bondage one. That will be only a day workshop. And then we have another two that I'm doing. That one is the Find the Mountain, or based on the Find the Mountain, which we call the Male Body Orgasm, which is a little bit more sensual than the basic one that you were asking me about. And then there's one that's all about the anal pleasure, which is we call the butt exploration. And then there's a spiritual one. So how do we connect who we are in a spiritual way and into our bodies?
Okay. And last question, why should people attend?
I think we all deserve to be a better person, to be a more loving person, to be a more sensual person. Not only for your spouse, your lover, your partner, but for yourself. I think you deserve it.
KSA Radio, where you are family.